So, is this Bert coming through Serbia? Is that you, Bert?
It's me, Bob. It's Chad.
Okay, then the other one. Is that you, Bert?
No, that's Kate.
Oh, okay. All right. I don't know where Bert is. I don't see him here. Is that you, Bert, there?
No, it's Ophi.
It's Ophi. Look out, there.
Yeah.
Earthquake coming through. Earthquake coming through, look out. Okay, maybe, I don't know where Bert is. Let me just unmute everybody, see if he's in there somewheres.
All participants are now unmuted.
There he is. Okay, Bert, I see you. Let me just mute everybody first.
Hi.
All participants are now muted.
Okay, Bert, you ready? Okay, you ready, Bert?
Hey, Bob. Yeah, Bob. Before I start, hey, I listened to that.
Oh, wait, you blipped out. What?
I listened to that concert that you posted on your Facebook. I missed the concert that you played on Tuesday. So I.
Oh yeah, the one with really good quality.
That was the Santa Monica, which you posted on your Facebook.
Yeah. Yeah.
Man, that's the best concert that you've ever shared, Bob. I trained with Zappa yesterday. I went 2 hours. It was 1 hour and 56 minutes. I trained for 2 hours with Zappa, and I tell you, that was the best concert that I have ever fucking heard, man.
That's good.
Dang. I mean, he had opera, the harmonica, and then I got to really tune into the drummer.
Yeah.
And the bass player, how they just rumble through that almost 2 hour concert. It was phenomenal.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a good quality, so I put it out, you know, I posted it around a bit.
Yeah, I
said it was the highest decibel of human consciousness.
Yes, I agree. I mean, probably a lot of people that have never been exposed to live music, but, you know, like when I was young, I was almost in a band and I had buddies who created bands, so to be around live music and to hear Zappa, that's why I see why they didn't play him on the radio, which he cracked on in that concert, is because he was on fire, man.
He was dangerous. He was Eiffel. He was the Eiffel of music.
Yes.
Well, I'm glad you couldn't hear it the night it was on.
No, I couldn't either, but man, I really enjoyed it because I was just training and things, so I wasn't doing anything with my hands, but just doing something with my body. I'm like, this is fucking killer.
So it's good to train to.
Yes, very, very. That's going to be my new routine on Saturdays. So we listen to the Tuesday concert training.
Okay, good. All right. Where's Ion? I got to unmute Ion. Okay, go ahead.
All right, thanks.
Now, me, you ask me every day, and if you ask me, I say, Oscar Mayer has a way with B-O-L-O-G-N-A. Hey, Bertrand, I was sitting here playing with myself while, on that Zappa concert, when Frank picked up the kazoo, oh my God, I just like the loss that it was just more than I could consume. That's a goddamn, that's a number one kazoo player now. He got that. And was it the fella behind him that was playing the comb? That was pretty interesting, too. It had a little tissue paper over the comb. That was good, too.
Yeah, yeah.
It's good. It's a good concert.
Mm-hmm.
We love it. We love the concerts now. We never appreciated Zappa like we do lately since we don't have to listen to it.
Okay, that's a...
Because the quality is so good, everybody can freeball it. And it's just delightful. We keep telling Bob how much we appreciate his vast archives and how much better the quality is when they're not in our ears. It helps everybody enjoy it better. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. Beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you,
okay.
Ion. Thank you for making yourself absent.
No, we were there. We just didn't have to listen to it. We still are there because we have to listen to you throwing the pots and pans and the spoons and dropping shit and washing your hands and pooping, farting, and brushing your teeth and washing your hands again. Yeah, we listen to that. We like that part. That's good. You forget to mute sometimes, but it's good.
It brings you back home.
It's all good. That's true. Happy day. What you got going? Have we got anything done tonight? And we're really
progress. Yes. There's
Hell, Bob. Bob's about ready to fire us, and we're about ready to quit. So you better straighten this out right quick.
No. That was, Linda and Chad's sessions were really like bomb. There's a lot of bombs dropped there. Quite a bit.
And Mark's was good too. He even actually had his hat in his
hand. Yeah, Mark. It's Mark. And I forgot about Mark because Linda and Chad overshadowed him, but yeah, he brought some good points out also about the RNA drops and the currency. Mm-hmm. Got some more words on that, and man, it's quite a bit. This is fun. Really fun to listen. Filled in a lot of gaps.
Good time. But there's no more holes left anymore. Now it's gotta be full on. Full frontal nudity now. You know, wipe it out. Let's go.
Yeah, and that's right, because, you know, I've been asking questions with my chemistry, physics, and each time I go back into my putting the puzzle pieces together, I create a whole lot of questions, and I have to peel them down. So, no, I'll wait, and I'll do this. So I have some of those questions, but I want to start off with you mentioned Easter Island twice.
Yes.
And I visited Easter Island in 2011 before I discovered or ran into your words, and it was quite an experience. So I have a question, because Easter Island had a fire. So a question about the fire on Easter Island, because it destroyed about 80 moais. Is that a volcano? Was it a volcano? Because they don't know what caused the fire. Was there a fire? It's like a volcano, the reason for those fires?
And yes.
Wow. Because they're puzzled on it, so it must be some type of leak. Because they have some type of quarry where they actually developed. There's two different quarries that have two different rocks that they came up to create the moais, and one of them, the fire got in there and destroyed a lot of things, but it also destroyed quite a bit of moais. Okay, so it's a volcano.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Would somebody send 1117, Our Lord's Prayer? That's from 100 years ago.
1117?
Yeah.
If they disclose their name, I'll give it to them. But only if they disclose their name. I don't answer to 1117.
What about that, homeschool?
Or they call in the after hours and give me their email, and then I'll send it to them. But 1117, that could be a bot as far as from where I live.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But I will. Okay, I am.
Oh, I know it. I'm asking if it means something to y'all. Well, we did our own version, so no, it doesn't mean anything to us. We're fucked. No, it doesn't mean anything to us. Mm-hmm. Okay, I guess we better, enough of this drivel, let's get to work. Yes. See, this chit-chat bullshit is just, it's enough. Okay, let's do some, okay, So you made some circles, and you talked about the fire, the problem.
You blipped out, and what was the word?
Blipped out what? The fire? The fire.
Yeah, the fires. Uh-huh. Yes. Okay, back to work. Ian, as we you disclosed last show about the removal of oxygen and the dealing and the change and how radioactivity is eliminated and all that. And I got to digging back into my notes and I found something that I dropped, but it's really the perfect time to bring it back up because you even said that when I catch up, I will come back and say, oh, and you said on this and that. And here I am doing the same damn thing. And I was like, fuck, he just calls me out.
Well, do what it do.
It's one of those validating factors in engaging you. Okay, but anyway, on June 1st, 2019, you told me that orbitals, the atomic orbitals are adjusting and that the orbital is going to be more like a centrifuge and that you're going to change the word of the orbital. And you said that after I asked you if the way the orbitals will fill electrons is changing with the gradual change in the environment. So my question, is there a new word for orbitals now with the AL2SO4 formula increasing?
Yes, but let's let it lay for right this minute because we don't want to make a distraction. Because see, if we're not careful, it's going to become a straight distraction, and that's not what you're trying to do. Because it doesn't matter. Call it rotators, you know, but that doesn't mean anything. So let it lay for the second, and it'll be clearer because you're not going to be here much longer to see either way, so it won't matter.
Tim, I had that thought yesterday also. I had that thought yesterday about being here. The extra electrons in the four winds, is that caused by the negative pH?
No, but it's not caused by it, but that's how you sustain it.
Okay, the extra electrons is how the winds are sustained?
Correct.
So the extra electron is what's going to cause, that was a question I have down the road. So is that what's going to stabilize the winds? The extra electrons.
Agreed. When a fire makes its own wind, what happens when you burn carbon? Ta-da.
Boy, well, backwards in that. Okay, I found a note, Ion, and I want to know if it's accurate, that the four noble gases that are in the winds will have 16 maximum electrons in their outer shell versus the gases before the release was only 8 electrons. Is that accurate?
Correct.
Okay. That's what undid the octet rule, correct?
That's the abridged version, the answer. But it's the right one, but it's abridged because there's a little bit more to it. So that's enough.
Okay. No, thanks for that. Thanks. But then the question I have with this, and this is very elementary, I know, but there are other questions probably the next show that I'll have that will bring this in, or probably the last question that I have. But anyway, will the atom switch becoming more stable by seeking to obtain 16 electrons in their outer shell?
Correct. Remember when Dr. Dean figured out the C's?
Yes.
The Cheerios, the little heart C's. There wasn't enough room for that many carbons. Remember?
Yes.
And now there is. And she figured it out because she's very smart.
Yes. Okay, you answered that question about the stability, so I don't have to ask that. Okay. Now, Ian, this whole, you just mentioned, okay, there's the question. You just said that, I don't remember, but it relates to this. There's not enough space. So, will the involvement of electrons change in the AL2SO4 environment?
They have to. See, you have to, because it's gonna be a whole new everything.
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna be a whole new, everything.
Yeah, that's, I mean, I'm asking, and these are basic, simple questions, but I saw this when I was looking at my notes. I'm like, okay, I'll ask this, but it seems that's what it is. It's coming to the, I'm coming to the conclusion, and it'll probably wrap up my chemistry, physics questions, is that it's all pointing to the AL2SO4 and the negative pH. That's why everything's changing.
And once the lymphatic system is converted.
Yeah, I heard that.
See, what is it? The body's not going to run on water anymore. It may be, as our senator in Louisiana, Mr. Kennedy said, your body will probably run on fairy urine. That's what he's trying to put in his car. He's trying to find some fairy urine. Fairy urine to put in his vehicle because he can't afford gas in Louisiana. So, yeah, how that goes. But, yeah, probably something like that. It changes the way. But it's a completely different system. So the way your body, you're used to your body working, it's not going to work like that anymore. Okay, so now you're going to apply that into the new system. Because Bob's been running around the fifth gate all this time, breathing on people to try to make them feel better, you know, which is pretty, his exhalations are saving them. And so they got sick of that, and then everybody had to wear a mask. So that fixed that. So it's kind of funny.
Okay, and you brought appreciate that. You just raised the question that I've been thinking about with the pain that I've been going through. So part of the change of changing muscle to tendon, that's also involving the lymphatic system.
Mm-hmm. Of course. Because you're blocking yourself. Did you get the pose, the yoga pose where the fella goes through his feet and stands on his hands and runs his feet over the top? Did you get that?
Yeah, I saw that. I don't know where I saw that, but yeah.
Marshall, Bob Marshall, send it to Bob Marshall. He was looking for it.
I gotta find out where I found it before. I saw that because like, how the fuck did he get? So that's what it is. But it's crazy. This pain and you stress.
Now wait. You're not describing it right. One way it's an ache. That's something that's trouble. The other way is a sharp ice pick in the butt pain, right?
Right, but not, it changes as far as where the ice pick is. I'm not always in the ass. Like yesterday, I had it because of my left knee injury. My patella tendon, like, ached and popped. It must have popped back into place. And I'm like, okay, so that tendon is changing with the muscles, because it's really weird. Mm-hmm. It's strange. Okay, so that's connected to the lymphatic system. Cool. Whew. All right. Next, let's see, next question, last question, and then I'll go to the TikToks. Okay, and this is quite interesting. On July 4th, 2020, we were having a discussion about neutron bonding. And you told me that the neutrons are on the outside of the valence ring, ring 14, and that the neutrons are from the AL2SO4 new environment formula. But then on September 1st, you and Dr. Dean in the private session had a discussion about that the extra electrons were coming from the new environment. So my question is, the new electrons are coming from the new environment, the new stable grid, but are the electrons and neutrons of the AL2SO4 environment bonding with the protons in the cell?
In the hydrogen bonds, yes.
In the hydrogen bonds. Mm-hmm. Okay. And would hydrogen bonds be represented as the protons in the perfect cell?
In protein, it would.
In the protein. You said protein.
Yeah, in...
And that's going to be a really tight bond then. Wow. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good, good, good. Now I'll go to the TikToks because there's quite a few that are very
There's also some more words that you can do with crystallography, neutron crystallography.
Yeah, you're laying in another clue about the neutrons. Okay. All right, neutron crystallography.
Ography.
Neutron crystallography. Okay. Thanks. Okay, now moving right along to the TikToks. There was one TikTok that I received on the 26th of September where this guy had this software out, and there's a map of the world, and showed that there were internet outages growing in the U.S. and Europe.
Yes.
And, okay, the question is that a sign that's an indication of the poles flipping?
Now, yeah, it's the system there. Okay. Yes. But that's not the news story. The news story is it isn't everywhere. It's almost as though you're having these little blips to get you used to it. Well, look at Nick. They don't know. They get used to not having power. They store up. I can listen, but I can't call in because for three hours I know I'm going to have power. You're getting accustomed to that. Lord, see the lights go off. The lights go off in Georgia and everybody's having a nervous bust out instantly. I mean, if it's out for 5 minutes, somebody's going to be blood in the road.
Okay, thank you for that. Because that makes me think about something, and now that you're bringing that up, I've noticed an anomaly or something has been happening like in the last 2 to 3 months with the garage door. The garage door will go down and stop like maybe a foot. And normally that does that if there's something in the way. It doesn't stop. Is that also correct. A sign of it? Is that also another sign?
As well. Mm-hmm. As well. It's saying that's normal. The machine thinks it stopped.
Yeah.
I mean, the machine thinks it went all the way down. And if you push it and hold it, you can force it to continue to go down. But at first it's going to think, oh, we got to open the door, so it's going to try to take it back up.
Okay. But that's,
and then you can reverse it.
That's a sign that the grid is weak then, huh?
As well, and that, and that's the, so the poor flip, that's not going on about something with it. And a large level monster until that state exists. And we're done. Look, this is happening where it occurs in Duke. All the middle, almost middle.
Yeah, I remember this about the act of how I quote that up there.
That hurt the religion effect most. You don't anything, you don't keep thinking about pain and all of a sudden.
Yes. Okay. Thank you. Okay.
And there.
Post was dated January 13th, 2018. But above it, you know, it had the Donald Trump statement. Wow, what a statement. Okay, was that a recent post by Donald Trump?
Not too far ago.
So it was 2022?
Yeah. Yeah, but it wasn't like instantly.
Okay. All right. But I just want to know if it was the same year.
If you notice, if you watch the dates and the numbers and the marks, it's almost Q always puts a post in to match up with the numbers of whatever he's doing or validates what it is, or he'll give you a clue of which Q post to go look at. And then he'll quote, it's coming. There's nothing you can do. There's no way of stopping this. And then some glib cliched archetype writer, it must be J.R. Bob Dobbs, says, if you know, you know.
Yeah. Okay, the next one I had was two TikToks, and those were recently.
Wait. Before you do that, and then Bob would jump in and says, what is it I'm supposed to know? I don't know what I know. I need to know what I know. So if I know, I'll know that I know. But I don't know. So how do I know when I know that I know? Wait. Let me do a strat again. If I know, then I know. Okay, that's it. But I don't know. So how do I find out the know that I'm supposed to already know? Because if you know, you know. Right?
Right. But Bob knows a lot, because I heard in an early show, Bob's doing a lot right now.
Bob's doing more than he's saying. It's now let's see how you say it. It's getting kind of hectic.
Okay, and the next TikTok, two of them actually, and I caught a Loretta Lynn's Hurricane Mills Ranch. That was an incredible story.
You gotta talk about hurricane. Yeah, like hurricane. Yeah, that's the way country people. That's the way dude talk. So talk like that.
Okay. but when listening to all the background, I thought about something Bob said a long time ago about electricity causing the Gulf to empty. And then hearing that Mr. Anderson, the former plantation owner who was looking after her before she passed away, but she passed away this past week. Mm-hmm. Was there something that he learned from bringing electricity to that area that allowed him to still be in that area, that space?
Well, he unearthed when they was digging the mill, they opened up a dark space. Okay. And so the deal was he still had it, and he was able to have fame and fortune. But everybody born in that house died in that house.
Yes.
Everybody born in that house died in that house. It was a pit. It was a set. That's why Loretta had to leave, because she used to live there. Now, here you go. Whoever bought that house owns the town.
Yes.
You understand that, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And that was the deal. If you buy the house, you gotta take the town. You can't just take the house. If you buy the house, you gotta take the town.
Okay, so that...
And therefore you're responsible. So basically, the owner of the house becomes the caretaker of the dead.
Yes. Yes, because it was a fascinating story to hear the girlfriend of the son. She said something about like there were 19 Confederate soldiers were buried in the front yard, and sometimes you would run into them.
Yes. And it's, they are a little different, because in that particular window, normally apparitions can spook you. You know, you watch the Casper the Friendly Ghost bullshit. Let me tell you what, these motherfuckers can push you down the stairs.
Yeah, that's what happened.
You're on their turf. They're not on your turf. That's the difference. And that was the whole thing that Anderson bumped into. So it stuck.
Okay, Ian, that you said it was a deep pit that he discovered?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what helped him get the electricity?
Yeah, and the money to do all that. They built the whole town. And the meal was pretty good. And in that part of the country, there wasn't nothing to do. There was moonshine, coal mine, and getting behind. That's all there was.
Wow. So, was that a parallel world, or is that something like Gulf related?
It opened a pocket. It opened a pocket. It's still open. And see, that's why it's real funny that they didn't talk about it a lot. They talked about it a little bit, but now it's coming out. Now it's a thing, because Loretta had specific rules about how things have to go, so she could be comfortable. She even got to get permission. She didn't live there anymore, obviously, but she had to get permission to not live there. She's just right
there.
Ghost. I mean, it's not like she's. Yeah,
she got
of course.
Cause that's the first clip that I watched. She's talking about she had to make an arrangement with the ghost, and I'm like, oh, this is interesting. Mm-hmm. And then I caught the whole series. Wow.
Well, it killed Dew, killed her son.
Yeah.
Put her other son in the hospital. And Loretta's mama told her that her son was gonna drown. And
yes. She
said, well, that's not possible. They know how to swim. That's crazy. And he fell on the horse and hit his head in on that property, and he stayed on that property. Dead as a sack of hammers.
So, you said that it's going to be turned loose now. Is that because Loretta passed this past week?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And some of these other pockets are opening anyway, and that's why it makes it more anomalous. You're going to have excuses. That's what it's going to be. And see, that goes strictly against Queen Elizabeth. Never complain, never explain, and get on with it. But they're going to use this as always these examples. Because see, you can now believe that they're aliens. Before you didn't. It was just a conspiracy theory. Well, now everybody relatively accepts that there are people other than humans. See? And they've heard about angels all their life, so they don't have a problem with that. They don't necessarily want to invite them for dinner, but they understand it. You know what I'm saying? Nobody's going to freak out if you say, that you're Beelzebub or some pagan god of some sort, made up something. So they go with it that there is something afoot. So that's not too odd. Well, the second you can do that, well, it's on then. You know, it's relative then. At that point.
Yeah, that reminds me of something, Ion. You mentioned Chad about the aliens dealing with the Book of Enoch, but I won't bring that, I won't try to question that, but that was a bigger zinger as well. The aliens in the Book of Enoch.
Yeah, we had a few of them. It's so exciting when you maybe had the best one ever. Then he says, I didn't give me notes. I don't know. That's too funny. When he starts placating it, you better start listening real close. When he ain't taking any notes, you better notice.
Yeah,
notice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, on the next TikTok, the laptop from hell, and we're not talking about hunters. About Anthony Weiner's laptop contained a folder called insurance, and
yes.
Caused some of the detectives to suicide, which is interesting. I couldn't find that note, but I did call that they got sick. Uh-huh. So my question is, I'm curious about what caused these guys to react that way. So are you able to comment on what the detectives saw on Anthony Weiner's laptop?
Well, we'll say this. We'll be real plain. If you had a gold doreed armalou, satinwood inlaid, Bombay French commode.
Yes, I'm very familiar with that. Yeah.
If you had one of those and you was in Sydney's house, you might be able to get some of those illicit details.
Yeah, okay. That explains because, how confident
because Hamadama, because Hamadama Aberdeen, if you Aberdeen, what's your name? Aberdeen.
Huma Aberdeen. Huma Aberdeen.
Yeah, Huma. That's what we said. Aberdeen. That's it. That's the one.
Well, Abadabadoo.
Yeah, that's it. Maybe that could be done that too on our
yes, own, you have.
In times less pleasurable. But what happens when that occurs, they were all insiders. It's kind of like, why would you marry Anthony Weenie in the first place, for Pete's sake?
So, okay, and one more question in that. So, Sydney's got some traction with that then.
She gotten real calm. But see, that amps things up. That amps things up. Because now they're going after Mike Lindale. Now they're going there stealing senator cell phones. You know, they don't have to give them that cell phone for Pete's sake. Tell the goddamn NSA, the goddamn government, they ought to know everything on that cell phone. Ought to got everything is recorded. Every conversation is recorded. Why don't they just go pull it up there? We don't got to take the man's telephone away from him. It's a little bit crazy. Seems odd that they'd have to go to such lengths.
Yes.
But basically what's happening is that there is no more government. That's what's happening. It's becoming, and it's, then you say, well, that's because it's corrupt. No, it's because it doesn't have any power. And we're still not convinced there's going to be midterms to worry about it, because it's almost like it doesn't really matter who wins. Because then now the Republicans is all excited that they're doing good since they've run the price back up on gasoline and they got everything tore up and everybody's going to be in play or in place. So they're just going to have to see.
This situation is really, I mean, where else would you imagine that you have the threat of a nuclear war? There's never been in the history books.
And that's in your neighborhood, by the way.
Ding, 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 ding. I'm very aware of that every day, Ion. Very aware of that. Sometimes I wonder if that's what I'm feeling sometimes, because it's thick air right now. The moment where I am. Okay, Ion, next TikTok. Damn, I didn't
put not to mention the Swiss Guard. That's a whole nother thing.
Swiss Guard?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm aware of the Swiss Guard, that they are the protectors, but there's something going on with the Swiss Guard, Ion, that I should be aware of?
Yeah. Mutiny on the Bounty.
Hey, damn. There was some, I catch the back pages of the internet, and I did see something about the Swiss Guard, but fuck, I don't remember what it was. Okay, I'll keep an eye out for that. Thank you for that. Thank you for that buzzer.
Well, we just don't want it to get fucked up before the tag sale. I was really looking forward to that.
Yeah, but it's no, after that call, of bringing all the money, but you said something earlier about that. You don't hear nothing. Not, you said it with Mark. You don't hear nothing about what's going on now. Mm-hmm. Mum is the
word. They didn't have enough.
Oh, really?
So now they're trying to work out. Now they're trying to work out the duchy. We have duchy trouble.
Hey, see, you're making me recall shit. Not shit, but stuff that you said during the session about that. What was it? That ship that caused the close in the port, and you said something about Crown Incorporated.
Mm-hmm.
And it caused Linda to ask if it was gold on it, and you kind of swerved to the left and off back to the right.
Bob said it. Bob said it. You don't mind Bob would say everything.
Bob said that. I believe it was you, I am.
No, about what was on it.
What was on it? Oh, okay. All right. Okay, let me slide right to the next TikTok before I get in trouble. But, okay, Ion, it was an interesting TikTok, and I don't have the date I received it, and I fucked up or not putting the date. But it was interesting, and it was like, there's only a few words, but there was the words. Okay, Putin and China are wanting to break the Antarctica Treaty. and they're in the process of doing so, and Putin wants to talk about Tartaria in full detail. So my first question
They really shouldn't do that.
They, as in Putin and China, should not break the treaty? That's what you're saying?
They shouldn't talk about it.
Oh, they shouldn't talk about it, but they should do it, but not talk about it. Is that what you're saying? Are they involved with other aliens that cause them to break the treaty?
Relatively, how about that?
Relatively, okay. I was going to say no comment, relatively. Okay, that's the first time I ever heard you say that. It's normally as well. Okay, relatively. Okay, but I did some searching about Tartaria. And my question is Tartaria the real name for Russia?
A version of it.
Is Russia a version of Tartaria, or Tartaria is a version of Russia?
Both.
Both. So is there actually a lost empire of Tartaria?
No, actually, no, that's Waitrose.
Waitrose? Waitrose. You look that up. Waitrose. I've never. Okay. Definitely not getting at that. Okay, I'll have to look at that later. Okay, because I'm not getting anything close to Waitrose that would be significant connected to Tartaria. Okay. Okay, next TikTok.
They're all related, the royals, you know.
Okay, so there's a royal relationship with Tartaria and this Waitrose. Is that the name Waitrose, or Rose is the name and Wait is like a nickname, Aya?
No, it's one word.
Waitrose, one word. Waitrose. Oh. Wait, as in waiting. Okay. Okay, I'm coming up with, stating that this is a grocery store. That's not it.
Well, there's a lot of groceries, but I don't think it's a grocery store.
It's a British supermarket system that started and founded in 1904 by Waitrose and Taylor. Okay, no, I'll let that ride, and I'll look into that. I'll come back. Okay, Ion, there was one I just received yesterday. Are there military tribunals taking place in Russia?
Yeah.
Dang. And are they presiding over their own, or is that connected to the tribunals that have taken place at Guantanamo, or they're connected?
They broke the Treaty of Westminster, so it's over.
They broke the Treaty of Westminster, and can you disclose the names of the they?
Well, they breached the Lord Protector. Of the Commonwealth. This goes back to Cromwell in 1654. It's been around for a few days. Almost as long as Bob.
Okay, and so the they that you're referring to, is that the Crown Incorporated?
And everything that fell from it. Also, the Treaty of Elbing was also broken. Back in your neighborhood. Between Sweden and the Dutch.
And this was done recently?
week before the Queen passed.
Oh.
It was finished on the week, but then was finished on, I believe, let's see, what was that date? Oh, yeah, the 24th.
Boy, that's like, that's like segueing right into my next question. Wow.
Now, let me explain how this works now. Just stop. Right. Just hold on.
Yeah.
The deal, the original duchy. We've been talking about this, but nobody's got balls enough to ask or dick enough to fuck it. But we're going to have to see how this goes now.
All right.
Here's what happened. The original arrangement originally was there were, the first Charles didn't have enough of money to run what was going on. So they made an arrangement, a treaty, and said that he'd give all of the property, the king's property, in exchange for a stipend or money or the office of a duchy, which means gives them money. Okay? And so that's going on forever. Then they change it a little bit, and they make another thing, and then they had to do some other things, and then Westminster burned down, so they had to increase it. And so everybody in England and in the world, Crown Inc., says, well, let's just get rid of it and be done with it. But if you break that treaty, then all that property goes back to the royals. And so then, instead of paying a buck and a half or a pound and a half a piece, you'd have, the people of England would have to pay the royals $3.50 a piece a year, which is unbelievable for everybody there. For the amount of money that it is. Because, see, that money, that would revert back to the royals. So the arrangement is they don't have those things. So when Crown Inc. fell, those things were in the bargain. So it broke the treaty. But it was already gone because it was already spoken for. Do you see?
Yeah, I follow what you said, but that's an old, old treaty, so that's...
Oh, no, they do lots of them. So they update them because they changed it when they changed it. They upped it to 25% not long ago because they were trying to updo Windsor Castle and this and that. So they had to up it because it was their property, but they included it in the treaty. So the people get the benefit of all those crown properties, or the crown does, you see. But when it fell, that's when everything had to change. And that's when the Queen got out the way, and then it was like, oh. If you notice, they were very clever to say which properties that the Queen owned individually, not within the duchy. And isn't it odd that this, quote, King Charles III, says, no, we're not going to be having all these houses, and we're not going to be doing all this
business, okay.
And we're going to calm down, and it's just going to be the working royals. All y'all other butt fuckers, y'all need to go on somewhere, because you're not going to get in on this. Ain't no more, the sugar tit is dry. Ain't no tit. Ain't no tit no more. Got to go.
Hey, Bert, listen to this.
Which is unbelievable.
Can you hear me, Bert?
Yes, Bob, I can hear you.
You're low. You're low.
You're low.
But yes, yeah, but we can
I can hear you.
Okay, so maybe that's louder now, right?
Put your microphone. Get the marbles out of your mouth. Fix your phone. Fix your phone.
Is that louder? What?
Put your phone on.
No. Oh, Bert. Okay, Bert. You're talking. Let me mute Ion. No. So, Bert, you got on Drudge, got these headlines. Vlad Putin is in the corner with options narrowing. NATO once feared his victory, now defeat. You hear me, Bert?
Yeah, but I missed some of the words. You said Vlad is in... I couldn't hear the next person. You said Vlad is with, and I couldn't hear all the words.
What? Can you hear me now?
Can you hear me now?
Yes, but you have an echo.
You have an echo.
Okay. Sorry to interrupt the thing here.
Okay. You're talking about Russia. So I see what Ian says about the headlines are Vlad's in the corner with options narrowing. Zelensky, well, we have to ask Ian one by one. Because you wanted some new stuff on Ion, on Russia. So, yeah. Ion, that headline, Vlad in the corner, do you agree with that?
Mm-hmm.
Options?
It's inverted. Right now, he has all the options. Look,
okay.
All that Putin is trying to do, Putin is right. Whoop, wait a minute, stop the buzz. Stop the buzz. What the fuck are you, hang on, what the fuck are you talking about? How can Vladimir Putin be right? Okay, here's how. Everything that was in control is now over. Really over. Okay? It's done.
What's it mean, everything that was in control? Controlled by who?
The government of the United States of America, Inc.
Is okay.
Bankrupt. The Crown, Inc. is bankrupt. Germany is on fire. That's up to the Third Reich. That's everything, isn't it, Buffy?
Yep. So.
Okay. So wait, stop. Let me finish my sentence.